Amazing.
You have a brand new album out. It came out last week called Welcome Home, and you're touring as of the 20th, coming to Edmonton on the 29th. Tell me about this album. It says Expect the Unexpected on the media release. Why is that?
It's all hip-hop. No, kidding. can you imagine? Oh, Beyonce's doing country. I mean, you know, who knows? I mean, like, maybe it's in the works. This record has a few things on it that I've never really done before. It's like showing a couple of shades of the faces of my own self that I don't usually sing about. There's still things on there that people will be familiar with, like some up-tempo, barn burner type songs of celebration and joy, which I love to do. But there's also a few more confessional, reflective songs that I probably wouldn't have written about before. Like, for example, there's a song on there called Yours and Mine, which is about being a dad and watching your son finally be old enough to leave the nest, and how satisfying and terrifying that is at the same time. And there's a song on there called Hard Old Hands that's really about my own insecurities, about my wishing my skill set was bigger from time to time. And so it just has some things that I wouldn't have spoken about before.
Well, you have said that this is your most personal album you've released. Why did you decide to make it so much more personal this time around?
It was really just because it was encouraged from my bandmates, who gave me the courage to show that side of me. And they very wisely said, Alan, we got lots of burn burners, you know. If you offer something honestly, you know, people will probably come to you and listen to it. And I'm so used to being the guy who yells that I probably wouldn't have had the courage in the past to whisper. So there's a few whispers on this record.
When you do something that's so personal, does it become cathartic for you?
Well, that remains to be seen. That depends on if people like it.
Oh.
And that's the God's honest truth. I wouldn't say cathartic yet anyway. I would say that it's humbling and a little terrifying. But, you know, I think if you're not a little scared about what you're putting out all the, you know, then you're probably resting on your laurels too much, you know. And that's a danger for people who are in their third or fourth decade in the music biz. I think it would be real easy just to do what has worked every other time in the past. But, I mean, if you really want to take people along on a multi-decade journey of a career, you got to keep adding things to the stew. And you can't just add them for the sake of it either. They have to be honest and organic, and that's certainly what this record's all about.
Well, we play Dancing Like We Did Last Night. Tell me about that song. You have said that that song is a real special one for you.
It is, yeah. It's about one of the things that's near and dear to my heart, you know, about people in concerts and nights out and in relationships and dates or whatever have these amazing experiences, you know, in the nighttime, and they sometimes wake and wish that the joy and freedom of the night before could stay with them, you know. And that song tells them that they can. That version of you that lives on the dance floor at midnight, that's the same you that's kicking around at noon. And you can let that person shine in the daylight as much as you do in the moonlight.
I don't know if we want my nighttime person out during the day. That could get me in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, we do.
You're a musician, actor, and author. What is something that you haven't done yet you want to give a try?
I want to successfully build a tiny home in the Battery of St. John's, and I want to do it all myself.
Those are so cool, those tiny homes. Could you live in one, do you think?
Oh, my God. I live in a tour bus with 10 people. Like, the tiny home is like a mansion to me. And, like, the, you know, it's like, I love them. They're so cool. And I'm a very terrible do-it-yourselfer, carpenter and stuff. So that's probably not a very rock and roll answer, but that's the God's truth. I would love to do that really badly.
So we'll see a hip-hop album from you, and we'll see you on Canada's Worst Handyman.
Yeah. I could win the trophy for that one.
So, oh, well, it has
worst
been...
Worst hip-hop artist and worst handyman album.
I like how you set your heights high. That's good. Good job. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Oh, it's great fun, isn't it?
It is.
Well, come and see us again.
Yes, that's right. You're going to be here on the 29th, and tickets are going so fast. So if you haven't got them already, yeah, Make sure you do. There's a link on our website, ravenradio.ca. Alan, thank you so much.
Have a great day.